It's going to happen to you.
You run into a woman who's got millions. You're 35, 36, 37. You've had it. How do you hobble the elderly? You decided that, hey, women do it, right? They find some old geezer. Stay married to him for 5 or 7 years. The guy keels over on the golf course one day. Instant millionaire. You say to yourself, I read about it all the time. I mean, Charo married Xavier Cugat. He was 58 years older than she was. He is Adora's husband. I mean, you know, some old geezer is like 70 years old. And there she is, 28. Well, the women have it a little easier, you see, because if a woman opts to go for some old geezer just because he's got the big bucks and stay married to the guy for 5 or 6 till he keels over and gets a million, basically, that's one advantage women have, in that they can conceivably lie there, grit their teeth, and allow the old geezer to do his thing. Whereas we men have a lot more difficult time achieving hydraulic power as you lie there at your chicken skin-covered 90-year-old bride. You look at that, and you know, you kiss her and you feel those dentures slide around in her mouth. She says, let me take them out, it'll be easier. And you watch as she gums both into a pasty glass by the bed. She says, there we are. And she comes to you with the bald spots readily displayed on her face. Tremendous age spots everywhere. And a slight gurgle to her lungs. Now, the man that can achieve hydraulic power under those circumstances is a man. She might even say, oh, let's not hurriedly get there. Would you please go south with the mouth? And then you're thinking to yourself, oh, geez, that's it. I don't care if you got $300 million. I'm out of here. I'll be driving that Biscayne the rest of my life, and I'll be happy. But no, wait. If you've opted to go for an elderly, very wealthy woman who you know sooner or later will trip over her aluminum walker and leave you with $50 million, here's the way. Hypnotism. You see, once you've met this woman and you see that you like her and you can conceivably tolerate her for the 5 or 8 more years she's got to live, you go to a hypnotist and you have him hypnotize you so that when you smell Noxzema, you become instantly 10 hut. You have the hypnotist hypnotize you so that when you smell denture grip, you become instantly 10 hut. You have the hypnotist hypnotize you so that should you get a whiff of Preparation H, yeah, 10 hut like a stallion. You get what I'm saying? You have the man hypnotize you so that the sight of corns and bunions will turn you on. You have the man hypnotize you so that the sight of varicose veins make you a raging bull. You have the man hypnotize you so that when you see those flat pancake-like tatas and those gaping pyrrhealing gums, you become a satyr, a man possessed of infinite pleasure. And what she sees, the enthusiasm with which you hobble, she will leave you the whole estate of $60 million, and her relatives can take a hike. Just one thing. You'll probably provide the woman with some pleasure. And you will get your $60 million when she finally kicks the bucket. But just out of etiquette's sake, when you're at the funeral home, don't be too eager to spend the money, okay? When I'm saying, allow a little period of grace for her family. I mean, after all, she was a human being. So don't be standing there in the funeral parlor on the telephone going, yeah, no, I said the red Maserati. Yes, red leather and red Maserati, huh? Of course the wire wheels. You think I'm going to get with that? What's that there? And the funeral director says, and you say, oh, I don't know, dress her in, I don't know, put her in a black dress or something. Don't bother me now. Yeah, I said the red Maserati, right, with the wire wheel.
How's this for Saturday?